Unit 7. Changes. Recording 1. Part 1.
Now, have you ever daydreamed about changing your life forever? About giving up your job and setting off for a distant country where you can find love and happiness? Well, Jessica Fox did just that, and she's on the line now to tell us about her journey. Jessica, welcome to the programme.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, you started your journey in Los Angeles. Tell me about your life there. What was your job? What sort of lifestyle did you have?
I was consulting for NASA, and I was doing what I loved. I was living in a city that I adored, and I have had an extraordinary network of friends. There was, I can only describe it as like an abstract taste that I was missing. And so I really began, it was about a year, I began daydreaming of something quite different.
And did you have an actual vision of what the change might be?
I would often sit down in my studio and just dream of different things. And usually they turned into the screenplays I was writing. And this dream kept on coming back of working in a used bookshop by the sea. And
working in a used bookshop by the sea?
In Scotland, yes.
In Scotland, right. Had you ever had any connection with used bookshops or Scotland before?
None. Absolutely none.
Part 2.
And so did you set about doing something to realise the dream?
Yeah, and it happened quite quickly, actually. I typed in used bookshop Scotland into Google, and Wigtown came up. Scotland's national booktown of, I think it was about 16 bookshops. And I thought, oh my gosh, one of them hopefully would take me in for kind of a live-work exchange while I was on holiday, and I could realise this dream.
So did you just send an email to these bookshops and ask them to take you in?
I send one email to the first bookshop on the list, which was The Bookshop, and it was the largest used bookshop in Scotland. And within a couple of emails, this sort of extraordinary, generous bookshop owner said, yeah, I host a lot of other artists. Come on over for the festival.
And so you came over.
I did.
And you stayed at the bookshop.
What sort
of a bookshop was it? What sort of impression did it make on you when you first arrived?
I would describe it as if Harry Potter had a bookshop, this would be it.
And what about the bookshop owner? Did you get on with him?
I did. You know, I was here for a specific reason. I really wanted to get away from things I wanted to write. So when I first met the bookshop owner, it was a friendly relationship I had with him. I didn't get to know him very much until towards the end of my stay.
Part 3.
Your month ended and you went back to LA. Did you find yourself missing the shop and missing the owner?
Yeah, I loved the shop. I loved the town itself and the people there. And it took me a while to admit it was actually most of all the bookshop owner that I was missing.
And how did you find out that he was missing you too?
We would correspond over email and Skype, and I'd get lovely packages from him with things I missed about Wigtown.
Such as
the biscuits, the digestive biscuits that I absolutely adore, and a lot of the sweets and movies. I fell in love with Scottish films.
So your relationship deepened. Did you think, well, maybe I'm falling in love with this man?
Yeah, and I think the reason why it took so long for me to admit was it meant a radical life shift. And luckily, my job shifted at NASA. So suddenly I had this freedom of being able to be anywhere in the world that I wanted. And I just thought, well, why let all my characters in my movies have all the fun? I wanted to jump in and try this. This was a true challenge and adventure.
So tell me about your life now, living above the bookshop in Scotland.
Well, right now there's a heater underneath my legs. It is absolutely freezing. There's ice crawling up the windows, but it is very cozy. And the snow's just hit here. It's beautiful outside. And Wigtown remains, 4 years on, as charming as when I first came.
How's it going with the bookshop owner?
Wonderful. You couldn't find a more beautiful place, and you couldn't find more excellent people. And, you know, the love of my life's here, so.
Jessica, it's been wonderful to speak to you.
Thank you so much for having me.